Hi, everybody. This is Joe Hu. It's the Joe Hu Show here on BBS Radio. For those of you new to the show, my name is Joe Hu, and I'm a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, it's kind of a long terminology, isn't it? It's a form of intuition. When I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes, past, present, future events. I've been doing it ever since I can remember, ever since I was a little boy. I've been doing it, gosh, for many, many years. I have been on radio and television worldwide, and I'm based out of the Illinois area, outside Chicago. I used to live in the city, but I kind of moved a little bit outside the city, a little bit west of O'Hare Field. Anyway, we're taking your calls tonight, and it's our phone and our call and phone numbers for the people in America. For the USA, it's 1-877-876-5227. Again, our call in number for the USA is 877-876-5227. For our friends in Canada, our toll-free number is 1-888-810-8322. Again, that's 1-888-810-8322. And we also have a direct line for you adventurous people out there, and that is area code 530-876-3222. Again, our direct line is 530-876-3222. I got that right? Yes. Now, when you call in, all I need to hear is, all I need to do is to hear you speak. I mean, the first things is just give me your first name, just the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. Those are three things I can ask on the air that don't reveal too much about you. I do not know anything about astrology, so if you call and you say you're a Libra, or you're a Pisces, or you're a Gemini, I don't know that. So the month of your birth, first name, month of your birth, and where you're calling from. And when I started doing radio years and years ago, I remember I was a guest on a show, and they said, well, you want to take some calls? I said, sure. And that person called in, and I said, well, I have to hear them speak. So I said, well, call and tell us a little bit about yourself. And they started telling me too much. I kept saying, no, you're telling me too much. And so the producer of the show says, why don't you ask them their favorite color? And they really hemmed and hawed on that. Even we tried to ask, you know, what kind of cars you drive. We tried all that. So the host of the show says, why don't you just ask them the month of their birth? And I said, well, isn't that astrology? He says, no, you have to have the birthday for astrology. And usually the birthday, the time, you know, the weather and place they were born. So the three things I need is just your first name, the month of your birth, and where you're calling from. Those are very three easy things you can answer. Okay? I'm calling you, I'm talking to you tonight from outside the Chicago area. And we've had an awful lot of rain these past few days. And it's been very, very hot here. It's right today, it's been in the mid-90s, I think, with about 90% humidity. So it's kind of like being in Florida up here. And I have a hard time in the heat, believe it or not. And some people think I'm nuts, but I can deal better with the cold weather than I can the warm weather. You know, you can always put on more clothes. You know, the colder it gets, you put on more clothes. When it gets hot, you can only take off so much. So, you know, I guess you can go, if you're rural enough, I suppose you can run around with nothing on. But, you know, I'd look like a cassava melon with legs, you know. So, anyway, my favorite time, though, is the fall. It's when it's brisk and the leaves are changing color and things here in the Midwest. And it's really nice. And I know the West Coast is a very nice area, too. It doesn't get really that cold, and it doesn't get really... Although you've been pretty warm these past few weeks also. So it's... I hear the people, it's global warming. No, it's August. It's August. It's hot in August. And today's no exception. Today's no exception. Anyway, let me try to explain to you a little bit about what voice natural direct sensitive is. When people have everybody has intuition. Everybody does. You know, I don't care what you want to call it. You can call it woman's intuition, hunches, second guesses, you know, feelings. That's all intuitive. It's all our higher self. And, of course, people don't listen to it. Why? Because we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it, it's not real. You know, and how many times have you guys had a hunch? And you, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. And all of a sudden your hunch was right. You go, geez, I knew that. God, I thought so. You see? Well, if you knew it and you thought it, why didn't you do it? Well, because we're not supposed to. Well, that's not true. That's one of the abilities we all have. Now, some people are better at it than others. I mean, some people are good doctors, some people are good lawyers, you know. You know, I just happen to be pretty good at this. And by the way, you cannot teach anyone to be psychic. You can't do that. You can teach people how to bring out the abilities they have. And it's interesting, too, because part of the process of learning is unlearning. I know that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But it's true. Part of the process of learning to come in touch with your your intuition is to unlearn some things. You know, I mean, geez, in the course of a day, and I've said this before in many shows, we're being force-fed all this information, whether we want it or not. I mean, cell phones, everybody today's got a cell phone. In fact, I broke down, gosh, you guys are going to hate me, I actually broke down and got a cell phone. Why? Well, for a couple of reasons. You know, number one, my mom. My mom's a very independent lady. You know, she lives on her own. But she's up there, you know. Mom's up there, and so I had to have a way that if I was out that she can get in touch with me if she needed to. And that's basically the reason why. And I can't drive and use a cell phone. I don't know why. I know a lot of people can do it. I can't. You know, I mean, if I'm driving a car, I have to pay attention to what I'm doing, and I can't look at the phone to push buttons. And people said, well, you can get the thing you put on your ear that makes it wireless. No. If I use a cell phone, I'll just pull over and use it. Anyway, it's this little weird-looking, it's a flip phone, I guess it's called, flip phone. And it's just amazing, the technology today. But I try to resist using it, really. Anyway, we're taking your calls tonight. Hi, caller, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, may I have your first name, please?
Diana.
And just the month of your birth?
August.
And you're calling from where?
Arizona.
Oh, what part of Arizona, Diana?
Phoenix.
I talked to you before, didn't I?
Yeah, last week. I tried to listen to your other show, but my timing was off.
Yeah, that's our time on the other show is Central Time.
Oh.
And for my listeners out there, Joe Hu does another show on joehu.com, joehu.com. We're live Wednesday evenings. Just go to the website, joehu.com, and Wednesday evenings at 8:15 Central Time.
Central.
Yes.
Okay.
So right now, in Central Time right now is a little bit after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
What is it where you're at?
A little after 5.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're 2 hours behind us.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't change. We're actually on Pacific Time.
That's right. You don't change. In the wintertime when we do, we're only an hour behind you, right?
Right.
Is that weird? Why doesn't Arizona change?
It is weird. I don't know. I think it's because it's an agricultural state, and they're you know, it's the way it used to be in the old days.
You know, I think you just leave the time alone.
I think everybody should leave the time alone.
You know, parts of Indiana, which is a state of, you know, next to
right.
us, above us, doesn't do it either in parts of it.
Parts of it, which is worse because it's only parts of it.
Yes. I know. And I hate when they turn, like, okay, they're going to, you know, here, I don't know, around Halloween time, they turn the clocks back an hour, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it gets dark a lot quicker, and that bothers me.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I just don't like that.
Yeah, I don't either.
And so how's the weather there? Are you hot and dry?
You know, we're having a cool snap. It's only about 98.
I'm complaining because it was like 94 today here with about 90% humidity. I know it's drier out there.
Oh, it is. It is. And 98 here, it sounds awful, but it's really not that bad. Considering now, you know, it's been 115 sometimes in August. So this is under 100, and Arizona is good.
That's good, right?
And it's really... You know, it's the old dry heat.
I know, because you know what? We have a natural air conditioning system. We perspire.
Right.
And when the humidity is down, you know, if you evaporate your perspiration, it can reduce the skin temperature, your body temperature, 20 degrees. You know, it feels like 20 degrees cooler. So that's, you know, your air conditioning works really good in the dry states. But over here, when it's hot and humid, it doesn't work at all. You just sweat.
Oh,
it doesn't evaporate.
I remember. I'm originally from Chicago.
I know you are.
Yeah, that was
I know
fun.
You are. Anyway, I told you were a younger soul, didn't I?
No.
No? Okay, first name again is?
Diana.
And just a month of your birth?
August.
Okay. And, you know, yeah, Diana, I thought I told you last time I talked to you, you're a younger soul.
Okay.
Okay? Which means you're a very independent person. That's one of the things it means. Younger souls are people that can take care of business. You know, they usually finish what they start. Mm-hmm. They definitely don't like being told what to do. All right? And they have the ability to manage, whether it's people, themselves, situations, time, anything. They're good at that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on in life, a younger soul maintains independence. You've got a couple good friends, you're fine. You don't need a crowd around you to be happy.
True.
You know? But you have to have your quiet time. You have to have time to be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself.
True.
Younger souls need that.
Yep.
Okay. So, what do you want to know?
Well... I've been waiting since January for a deed for a little piece of property that I purchased in New Mexico.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the really nice man I was buying it from died just like the month before I made my last payment. So it's been tied up, or supposedly, in his estate. And the three executors live in three different states, and they're trying to pass... I guess he had a lot of deeds, a lot of property that he had sold. So they've been sending them from, you know, from one executor to the other. And I talked to the attorney a couple of weeks ago, and they said, oh, we're working on it. And I want my deed.
You have proof of every payment you made?
Uh-huh.
You have proof of the original contract?
Yep.
Then what you may have to do is contact your own attorney.
Do you think it'll get to that, or are
I think it might be something you should do just to protect yourself.
Okay.
Okay. When you have three different why are there three different executors anyway?
I don't know. I guess that's the way his will or his estate was set up, and they're all like brothers, a sister and two brothers.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
You know, there's also, you know, I hate to say this, it's a terrible thing to say, but sometimes when people pass, all of a sudden vultures come out.
Well, yeah, I know, and it's a juicy little piece of property. It's not big, but it's in a juicy little area in New Mexico.
It's a what little area?
Juicy.
Oh, okay.
It's
I mean, it's a big enough lot you could build a house on if you wanted to?
I could if I wanted to.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would definitely probably talk to an attorney.
Okay, so they're really not somebody.
You know, there's three different executors. How many attorneys are there?
One.
And what did you say? We're working on it?
Well, they've been sending, you know, there's not much. I guess there's a stack of them. And they've sent everything out to one person, and that person forwards it on to the next person, and that person sends it on to the next one.
What does it mean? Somebody has to sign off on it?
I guess so.
I don't see how that could be. If it's all documented, you know, and you send payments to this gentleman's estate, or you send it directly to him, or through whatever he set it up, right?
To him.
Yeah. And you've been waiting for 9 months.
Yeah. Well, 8.
Well, that's still a long time.
Oh, it is.
You know. Did he have a tremendous estate, this man?
I have no idea.
Here's what bothers me. Number one, if it's taking 8 months and they say we're working on it, 8 months has gone by, that means that there's some issues here.
Yeah.
And I really, if I were you, suggest you talk to someone.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what type of money it cost you over the time to buy this property.
You know, it wasn't that much. Uh-huh. When I bought it, it was not in a, you know, a... It was kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but the city has grown up around it.
That's why I said that was then, not now.
No, now it's right in the middle of everything. And,
right. You know,
and very valuable. It's getting more valuable.
Yes, it's getting more valuable. Remember what the Supreme Court did, too.
What?
The Supreme Court of the United States, in their infinite wisdom, voted and passed a law that, you know, you have the right to, you know, to own private property.
Yeah.
They said if your property is in the way of doing something that would help the community, they can take your property.
Right.
That's directly against the Constitution.
Yeah, I know.
This is where you have Supreme Court judges not interpreting the Constitution, but changing it through law.
Right.
Which is a very dangerous precedent.
Yeah.
So I would definitely consider some legal advice, because I'm not an attorney, but when I see gray clouds around situations, I see a lot of gray clouds on this. I also see politicking between the family members.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I was hoping that it was just somebody, you know.
How many parcels does this guy sell? Hundreds of them?
That was his business, yeah. He traveled around the Southwest, Texas and New Mexico. And,
right.
And bought land and resold it.
And resold it, you know. So, but that was a business that was set up. I mean, it was a corporate business he set up.
I'm not sure if he was doing it individually.
No, he didn't do it. No. Trust me. You set up some type of a corporation.
Yeah.
To do this.
Okay. Well, I think I'll try calling their attorney one more time.
Yes, and then say if you don't hear something from him or something, you get any you have any notification in writing since anything?
No.
See, that's.
But I've been talking. I've been talking to the sister, who is also here somewhere in Arizona.
Okay.
And you know, very nice lady, and keeps saying, you know, she sent this everything to the attorney because she didn't want to make a mistake, and
right,
you know, and I guess transferring and doing.
Doesn't
all
have two brothers.
And two brothers in different states. I haven't talked to them.
Yeah, but she has two brothers.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't tell you how to get along, did she?
No.
Okay. I wonder. You talk to the lawyer one more time, and say you've talked to the sister. She says supposedly sent everything in. Say, what is the holdup?
Yeah.
Okay. And if he doesn't give you any reasonable answer or something that sounds remotely reasonable, then I would definitely at least seek someone, legal advice to talk to someone.
Okay.
Because I see gray clouds around it. Whenever I see gray clouds, it always tells me to tell my clients to be careful.
Okay.
I don't trust it, to be honest with you. I mean, the lady is nice. I have no problem with her.
Yeah.
But don't forget, there's two other primaries here.
Right.
Actually, there's more than that, too.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, okay. They haven't sold it, have they?
No.
I mean, they didn't, you know, do anything, because that's what's on my mind, that they just go ahead and sell it and go, oh, we're sorry.
But if they sold it, you've got the contract, you know. Don't even go that way.
But you
don't even think so.
That. Huh? You don't feel that that's happened yet, right?
What I'm trying to tell you is that somebody's trying to tie up this estate. I think it's part of the problem.
Okay.
So I think there's a little bit of in-arguing going along with the brothers and stuff and the sisters and things.
Okay.
All right?
All righty. Well, I thank you so much, and I'll work on this tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. And you can email me and let me know, too.
I will.
I have attorneys in my family. I can ask their advice.
Oh, good. Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that'd be even better.
You know,
I'll email
but
you.
But they're not licensed in Arizona, you know, or New Mexico, where they can tell me, you know, if you have a legal contract in your hand, in your possession, and you've got receipts, you know, your cancel checks or whatever that you've been paying on this land, you know,
right.
then you have all the proof you need.
Right.
But that still doesn't stop anybody from trying to do something else.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll email you.
Yes, let me know.
Okay. Thank you so
much.
Thank
you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, it's a shame. It's unfortunate. You know, here's a lady in good faith who did this. And I'm not saying they don't want to give her the land, but I just think that, you know, this. What I pick up is that there seems to be a little bickering going on between family members. So we'll have to see what happens with there. And I know they didn't sell it. At least I don't see them selling it, you know. But that's what happens, you know. Sometimes, not often, but it does happen. You know, it's in probate. It's in this. It's in that. We're contesting it. We're doing this. We're doing that. Sometimes it can be quite a mess. Hi, caller, on with Joe.
Hi, Joe. This is Ron.
I'm sorry. First name?
It's Ronald.
Ronald, and just the month of your birth?
August.
And where are you calling from, Ron?
August.
Yeah, but where are you calling from?
Texas.
Okay. How's the weather down there?
It's hot.
Yes. I got a call. You know, it's funny. I have a call from a friend that called me today in out of Houston. And he was, he drives for a living. He drives for a very specialized service that he does. Anyway, he's telling me it was really hot and kind of muggy down there. And I said, well, it's no different than up here. You know?
Yeah,
but anyway.
Different.
Yes, Ronald. Definitely. You know, it's funny, Ron. What people see on the outside is not what's going on the inside. What I guess I'm trying to say is people perceive you one way, all right? But on the inside, there's a lot more to you. You know, sometimes you have a hard time expressing yourself with people.
Yeah.
You know, and after the fact, let's say when they walk away, you're all said and done, gosh, I could have said this and I could have said that. But it's almost as though I think you're sometimes a little bit still self-conscious, but don't be. Okay, you know, you have viable opinions like other people, so express them.
And yeah, there's not a lot of like minds.
I know that, but don't let people intimidate you either. Just because someone yells doesn't mean they're intelligent.
Do you really think that I get intimidated?
No, of course.
Okay.
Why, you don't think so?
No, I don't.
No? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
I may get mad, but I don't.
Oh, I said don't let people intimidate you. In other words, don't let people, you know, try to hold you back. You know, you get angry.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Not you being intimidating.
Yeah, a head-on approach is not going to work for me.
Right. What's your question?
Area of the United States that would be more applicable for me.
Really? Okay. Where are you from originally?
I was born in California, but I've been to Seattle and this type of the west part of the United States.
All right. You're not going to go back to California. You're not going to go back to Seattle either. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, it depends on. See, when you say the area, I'll see areas that are good for you, but you may not like them because there might be a bigger weather difference. You know, I mean, are you resigned to the fact you'd like to stay where it's warm?
No, I don't. I'd rather have a cold.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm like you in that respect, I guess.
Yes. What made you go to Texas? Your job?
No, my father moved down here and basically stuck us here.
Oh, okay.
And so I got too many roots that
okay,
got
what
started.
Areas that would be good for you, believe it or not, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota.
Huh.
What? That would be an area that would be good for you, okay? And Madison, Wisconsin would be okay for you. Illinois, not for you.
Hmm.
Okay? The only part of Illinois that would be good for you is, you know, somewhere near the Chicago area.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Or maybe the surrounding suburbs. But Southern Illinois, it would not be a place for you for a lot of different reasons. All right? If you, and believe it or not, Atlanta would be good for you.
Yeah, I liked Georgia.
Yes, Atlanta would be very good for you. Florida would not be, Mississippi would not be, Alabama would not be.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska would be okay, but would bore the heck out of you.
Yeah.
You ever notice, ever hear anything about Nebraska in the news?
Uh-huh.
I was just talking to somebody the other day about that. The Dakotas would be okay, except for, you know, employment and opportunities, they wouldn't be there for you.
Do you see anything employment-wise coming up? I've been stuck in the same kind of job for a while now.
Yeah, I know. But that would, see, you can, that's a loaded question. Because
I know I'm doing it, but I'm trying to change that.
Right. You see, Ron, here's the thing. You can get different employment where you're at, but then you're stuck there.
Yeah.
You know? What you need to do is look outside where you want, you know, look in the areas you want to live and look what opportunities are available for you there.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're gonna do this little vicious circle and keep going around and around and around and not do any movement.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hmm.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a progressive person. There's really nothing that's really holding you there.
No. Yeah. I see.
You know, and it's not just to be around where there's a lot of people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But where you're at right now doesn't quite feel right for you. And by the way, neither did Seattle.
What was that?
Seattle wasn't the best place for you either.
Yeah, I was there as a child, so I was kind of, I remember some good memories there, though. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, as far as memories go, yeah. But as far as going there for a career, that would not be good for you.
Oh, okay.
And you're not going to go back to the West Coast. You're not going to go back to California. If you try to, you say, oh, I'm going to prove you wrong. You can go there, but 6 months later, you'll say, what did I do?
Right.
That's exactly what you'll do, Ron.
What about Arizona?
Pardon me?
Like Arizona?
Arizona, it's okay. I don't think for you, Arizona would be it's not the best place for you geographically. It really isn't.
There's some energy sources there that I was, my mind is kind of thought about.
Well, if you went up to Flagstaff area,
uh-huh.
Okay, or Kingman, but not Phoenix, not anything Phoenix or south.
Oh, okay.
Now, those areas would not be the best for you.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, those are beautiful places, but, you know, as far as if you don't want to be a rancher or have a resort, you know, proper wages and businesses and jobs there aren't that easy to get, good ones.
Yeah. And that's the problem here with Texas.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and what part of Texas are you in, by the way?
Excuse me?
What part of Texas are you in?
Oh, this is the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So like the center of Texas?
Right. I do radio down there, down in Dallas.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Did you ever hear of Pugs and Kelly show?
Yeah.
Well, I know Pugs and Kelly are dear friends of mine.
Oh, they are?
So periodically, Pugs and Kelly call me up, and Pugs used to be my board op in Chicago radio.
Oh, wow.
He used to run my board.
That's interesting.
Yeah, him and Kelly, and they're great people, by the way. And,
when are you coming back down this way?
Pardon me?
When are you coming back?
Well, we hook it up from Chicago. We just hook it up, you know, through electronically.
Okay.
But it's funny, I've been to Texas about 2.5-3 years ago, and I thought it was a great place. The only thing, I didn't understand? I kept seeing these signs that say, don't even think of messing with Texas, and I couldn't figure out what they meant by those signs.
Huh.
I was like, what do they mean by that? Like, they're tough guys or what? Then someone told me, Joe, it's our littering slogan. I go, oh, okay. In Chicago, it says $500 fine for littering, or whatever the heck it is. That's all it says.
just don't mess with them. You know?
Don't mess. Yeah, I never saw that before, and I'm looking at them. And what do they mean by that? You know?
No, they're pretty bizarre there.
But listen. You have to change. Oh boy, how can I say this? You're not in a transitional state right now. You're kind of in flux, but you're kind of stuck. You have to take that extra leap, Ron. And I know you want to do it, but something keeps holding you back. And I don't know if it's fear. I'm not sure what it is, but it's, you know, you're holding yourself back.
Yeah. The fear of just, you know, going down the road and starving to death. Yeah, I guess so.
No, I don't mean that kind of fear. I don't mean that kind of fear. What do you do now, by the way?
I work for the county here, so I push paper, basically. So.
Okay. All right. Well, fine. You know, as far as you getting employment, you're a younger soul. You can find decent employment. That's not going to be a problem. You're a smart guy. You're not by any means. You're not lazy either, right? But you're not doing anything that's really fulfilling right now.
You think I'm a younger soul?
You are a younger soul.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What do you do? Yeah. All right. Listen, younger souls. Let me tell you something. Younger souls usually do better in the daytime. Younger souls, if they start something, they usually finish it. Younger souls can be very independent people. Younger souls are good at organizing things. You know, not necessarily for yourself, but they usually are pretty good that way. And they usually do better in the daytime.
Hmm.
You know, and younger souls don't need a lot of friends around them. If they have a couple good friends, they're happy. Older souls, on the other hand, what excites them today will bore them next week. They're the best starters but horrible finishers, okay? You ever hear that trade, the thing, jack of all trades, master of none? They like people around them. They relate very well to people, you know, and they, the more people around them, the merrier. And older souls always do better at night. In fact, a lot of older souls are more night people.
Mm.
You know, and they're clumsy. They tend to be a little bit clumsy. All right, Ron, I got to let you go, my friend.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's true. Trust me, I'm an old soul. I know. I'm clumsy. You know, I don't know why it is. I don't know why. But it usually proves out 8% of the time. People call me and say, I'm clumsy. You know, I knock on wood, I don't get hurt. But, well, I can't say that. How many people do you know that ran into a parked car and broke their leg? I did. You see, that's being clumsy. What do you call that, you know? We're kids are on the street, or we're having a race down the street, you know, who can be the fastest? And I'm running, and for some reason I went sideways and I ran into a car. It was parked, you know, and bam, and somehow I broke my leg. So, you know, I mean, I've fallen downstairs. I've got a couple little cracks on my head. I had to have stitches in, you know. But old cells are interesting people because they've done so many things before. It's hard to find new things, you know. So what excites them today can bore them next week. I mean, I've always been intuitive. I've always had psychic ability ever since I was a little boy. I remember asking my mom sometimes. Well, how can I say this? When I was a little boy, I grew up in the inner city of Chicago. And there was a little girl named, we called her Roro. Her name was Ro. I don't know if it was short for Rosemary, but everybody called her Roro. And boys would tease her. I don't know why they would, you know? And one time they were teasing her so bad she started crying. And I went over there and I said, leave her alone, you know? And I said, come on, Ro. And, you know, I said, let's go by my mom. Because I think her mom worked and my mom was home. And, you know, and by the time we got upstairs, I'm crying with her. I'm actually crying with her. Why? Because I could feel all the stuff from her. And, you know, open the door, my mother goes, you know, my mom right away, what's the matter, you know? And I said, nothing, they're picking on Ro, you know? And I tried to say, so my mother will sit down, and she, you know, my little Italian lady made us some food, you know? And then she stopped crying, and she stood over for a couple hours, and, she, you know, her mom came home, and my mom knew her mom, so then she went home. And I asked my mom, why is it when I see people hurting, it makes me hurt and cry? And she said, well, Joey, you have to understand, you can see people, you can feel people, you know, but don't say things, you know, don't tell people because, you know, they won't understand. And it was kind of interesting. In my high school years, in my yearbook, you know, got the high school yearbook, I mean, all these people wrote on, they used to call me Joe the Medium, how do you know the things you know? I mean, it's just, this is the way I was. So, you know, I don't know where I was going with that conversation, it just kind of slipped away. But I've had the ability for a long, long, long time. And because I'm so intuitive, plus I'm an old soul, my emotions run very, very high. You know, of course younger souls have emotions, of course they do. But how many times have you heard someone say, Jesus, what the heck are you letting, what are you letting that bother you for? Don't worry about that, move on. See, because they're younger souls, they can deal with it better. they can deal with that better than we can, because we just kind of get submerged in it. You know, younger souls are different. You know, now younger souls, because they're younger souls, they tend to be more analytical. Of course, they got feelings. The only thing they need to be careful about is they can be fooled by emotional issues. They can be fooled by affairs of the heart. Okay? And if they make their careers or their businesses personal, then that's wrong too. Younger souls have a great ability to keep business, whereas, of course, old souls, we can't. We know we combine everything. It's like potluck, you know. But we're very in tune to people. We're very compassionate. We're very intuitive and very loving, you know. And we want to help, you know. And there are younger souls that do that, too. Don't misunderstand me. That's why, you know, I got to tell you something. Nurses can either be younger souls and older souls, and they can both be, great nurses. I mean, you have a younger soul. Sally's a younger soul, and she's a nurse. And Betty's an older soul, and she's a nurse. Okay, and they both work on the same unit. They're both in whatever. And they're both very good at it, except Betty, who's the older soul, will just take it all in and take it to heart and just feel so strong and just be drained by the emotions of it. Whereas the younger soul can show the compassion, but she doesn't let it get deep inside her. See? That's interesting. And that proves out to be, you know. So, unfortunately, sometimes older souls in the medical profession of nursing, even doctors, can get overwhelmed emotionally. You know, and I'm trying to think, boy, would I want my doctor to be a younger soul or older soul? I don't care. I don't care about his bedside manner. Just be good. You know? Be good. Hey, we're taking your calls tonight. And that's true. And it's just the way it works. I mean, let's say you and your, well, we'll go on about it a little later. But we're taking your calls tonight. For people in the USA, our numbers are 877-876-5227. For the USA, it's 877-876-5227. And for Canada, we have a toll-free number also, which is 888-810-8322. Again, Canada's 888-810-8322. And we have a direct line, and that's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222, direct line. Okay, those are our three call-in numbers. But, you know, when a person says, well, I wish I was an old soul, or I'm, you know, or, well, no, everybody's, you know what? I always tell people why. You know, we keep coming back. We can't get right. I don't know, you know. But you can be a younger soul and older soul and fulfill your lesson and move on. There's a lot of reasons. You know, the greatest gift we have, of course, is free will. But if I went in business with someone, all right, let's say I was going to open up a restaurant, okay, a little Italian restaurant, let's say, or it doesn't matter. I was going to open a restaurant, okay? I'm the old soul, all right? I can cook, I can bring, and I'm great, you know, people like me, I can talk to people, but I couldn't keep track of business books, records, I can't tell you guys the last time I balanced my checkbook. Can't do it. Can't do it. So I would have to have a partner who would be a younger soul who would be able to watch the business. In other words, hey, you know what, Joe, you know, we got to watch this, we're spending too much here, or, you know, okay, fine, whatever. You see, because I don't have the mindset for that. And it's not that I'm dumb, you know, believe it or not. I'll give an example. I have a degree in music, okay? I studied music ever since I was a little boy, but I also have a degree in robotics engineering. So I used to work in the field of robotics for the Defense Department a long time ago, all right? And I didn't really think about what I was building. I was more into the electronics and the robotics, and it was cool. You know, you think, well, that's pretty analytical. Well, yes and no. It's also creative, you know, watching these little robotic arms doing all kinds of goofy little things and programming them to do that was cool. Music, I loved because it was music. You know, when I was a little boy, I started out the accordion, which I, to this day, loathe. But I finally got to, as I got older, we got to keyboard. When, you know, I could able to afford a little bit of a keyboard and a piano and a synthesizer. So, you know, but I believe it or not, I even studied opera, which was not my idea. You know, but like I said, intuitive, I always was that. And it was just through a course of very strange course of events that even actually led me to be on radio, which was a total fluke. It had to do with an injury, falling 10 feet off a ladder and herniating 3 discs in my back. All of a sudden, I was on the radio. And it's a long story, but, you know, and it's like something said, Joe, this is what you're going to do from now on. And I've done it. And so I've been on the air in Chicago radio since 1985. And now I do this show on BBS Radio. I want to thank our host and of the show and the brains behind the show, Mr. Don Newsom, who made this possible for not only myself, but all the other host that he has on his stations. I also do the Johu show, which is on johu.com, which is a website, and I do guest spots and other, you know, regular radio stations and things. So, you know, and it's like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I just think it's a great thing. You know why? Because I look at us, you know what? We're part of the same family. I mean, 97% of us are. We really are. We're connected in more ways than you can ever possibly imagine. Well, I'm sure you guys know that. You know, you hear the expression, if you know six people, you can line up around the world. That's true. If you know six people, you can circle the globe. This one knows that person, who knows that person, who knows that person. All of a sudden, next thing you know, it goes around the world. And that's true. So, you know, we're just a lot more connected than people want to give us credit for. And there are forces out there that are trying to break this connection that we have. They're doing a pretty good job of us not being able to complete the circuit, because if we can complete the circuit and all be able to act as one for certain events and causes that's good for us globally, you know, to make change, we can do it. But there's too many fingers in the soup. There's too many, what do you call it, too many cooks in the kitchen. You know, they're trying to divert you. You know, you've got to worry about this, you've got to worry about that. No, you don't. You have to worry about what's right for people, not your own personal views, your own personal opinions. And a lot of personal opinions people have, sometimes they don't even realize it has kind of been force-fed to them in a subliminal way. See? So, you know, one of the things that everybody should learn how to do is try to turn down the volume of the outside world and turn up the volume of the inside world. And, you know, today, that's not an easy thing to do. There are people who definitely don't, I mean, there are people out there who go to yoga classes, there are people that do meditation. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But everybody should try to do that, at least, you know, some type of, you know, just inner relaxation, you know, by themselves at least once a day. Even if it's for a half an hour, it doesn't matter. Try to do it. You'll find out how it's a lot harder to do. It's like, let's say you're home, and it's not as hot. Let's say it's not that hot outside, okay? It's like, you know, how long could you handle turning off all the power in the house? In other words, pulling out the circuit breaker, shutting off the main power to your house. All of a sudden, you have no TV, you have no electricity, you have no gadgets, no, you know, what do you call those games you play? You know, video games. You know, your VCR is not working, and you just have you and your surroundings and the people, your family around you. How long would it be before you start climbing the walls? It's an interesting thing to think about. And yet early Americans and our early forefathers and our early us, you know, at night, I mean, what did they have? They didn't have electricity. No, they had their shelters. They had their little fire that they cooked on. You know, they grew crops and they hunted, whatever. But the interesting thing is, what did they do in the evening hours when dinner was done and everything was done? Okay? They communed. They talked. They looked at the sky. They contemplated. Their imaginations were at a much higher level. You see? Why? Because that was part of, you know, the outside world was so quiet and at that time. And don't get me wrong, they had a lot of things to contend with. You know, they had hardships. Of course they did. But being technological doesn't give you less hardships. Just because we've got all these good goodies out there doesn't mean our lives are easier. In some ways, they're harder. You know, some people say, we always should return to the simple life. Well, the simple life isn't easy either. But the one most amazing thing about that time was the fact that people communicated with each other more than they do today. You know, family units were very strong. Their neighbors were very important. You know, and I'm not saying that doesn't exist today, but not like then. I mean, how many people even know their neighbors today? I thought about that. You know, I thought about that. So, you know, as a collective unit, if we were able to bring ourselves together as a collective unit and take our personal feelings out of things and just do what's right for us, and I'm not talking about politics, I'm not talking about, oh, the global warming, which is another, though, and people are going to get angry at me, is a scam and a half, okay? It's another way to institute tax. You know, and the Supreme Court saying that carbon dioxide is a pollutant. That means everything and everybody pollutes. You know, that's crazy. And by the way, did you know, and I've said this before, that the ice caps on Mars have melted 10 feet, if not more than that, in the past 2.5 years. That's not from our SUVs or our exhaling carbon dioxide. The sun, our sun is known as a class 2 flare star, which means it's given to bouts of, you know, getting stronger and lighter, stronger and brighter, and dimmer, you know, so emitting more energy and less energy. And that's a fact. And plus, you know, our little planet, our Earth is going around our sun, along with the other planets, and our sun is going around our solar system, and our solar system is going around the a galaxy, and a galaxy is going around the universe. Well, isn't that interesting? And there's all kinds of energies we don't know anything about. In fact, scientists say that 80% of what's out there is something called dark matter and dark energy. Actually, it's probably higher than that. And they don't know what it is. They know it's there, but they don't know what it is. So as we make our journey through the universe, maybe we come and, you know, we enter different fields that cause, you know, different interactions on things. People don't realize in the 50s, 1954, 55, and 56, we broke some amazing heat records back then, which still hold today. You know, so there's so many things out there. And a lot of things we're being told aren't necessarily true. Well, where do you find the truth? There's two places you find the truth. You do research, and you look on the inner side of yourself. Take out the analytical side. You know, take out the things that you think you've learned or the things that you think are real, or, you know, take them out. And that's a very, very difficult thing to do. You know, let your inner self come out. You know. By the way, our planet is a living thing. You know, it's alive. If it wasn't alive, we wouldn't be here, obviously. You know? I mean, I heard a little blurb on the news today that, and I don't want to get into it. I just heard some things that are just utterly ridiculous. And I thought it was a joke and made up, but it's not. There are people actually saying this and believing this. You know, that the Bridge of Minnesota fell because of global warming. That it would be easier for you to be a couch potato because you'll burn less energy. You know, I mean, come on. Are we getting a little crazy about this stuff? Are we getting a little goofy about this stuff? You know? And here's another thing, too. They tell you to use those fluorescent light bulbs, you know, those little curly fluorescent light bulbs that just grew and saves energy. Read the back of them in the fine print. They contain mercury. Mercury cannot be made non-toxic. If you break one of those bulbs in your house, it's not a good thing. And what are you going to do with them? Dispose of them how? Throw them in the dumps? And what's going to happen to that mercury? You know, oh, you're going to recycle them. How many people are actually recycling? You know, you're not supposed to throw your old cell phones away. How many people do that? You're not supposed to throw your old computers away. How many people do that? You're not supposed to throw your batteries in the garbage. How many people do that? So there's responsibilities that we need to take. But we don't have to be foolish either or believe things that people say that just aren't real. The one thing is real, you are real. Who you are is real. What you do is real. What you feel is real. What you think, say, and do affects your reality. If you think negative, you're going to bring negative. If you think positive, you're going to bring positive. You know? I always tell people, you ever hear the expression, be careful, you might get what you ask for? That's true. Because, you know, I believe the more you worry about something, the more you set up the energy to bring it to you. Gosh, I'm worried. God, I hope I don't fail a test. God, I'm so worried I'm going to fail that test. I'm going to fail the test. You're going to fail a test. Instead of saying, oh, I'm going to get through this. This will be easy. I'm smart. I can do this. You know, you think positive. Just like if you do good things, you get good things in return. If you do bad things, you get bad things in return. It's all cyclic. It's all circular. You know, you've heard the expression, what you throw out the door comes in the window, or what you throw out the window comes in the door, all these different phraseologies. You know, those are all based on real interesting things. You know, and you have a friend, and they're doing very well. You know, and there are people who are envious of that. You know what, I'd be proud of that. Hey, I'm proud you're doing well. You know, I'm not going to compete with you. I got my own thing. But there are people that do that. You know, we've got a long way to go, you know, as people, you know. And here's the interesting thing. We're spiritual beings right here, right now, trying to understand what the heck it's like to be human. And it's not easy. We thought it would be a piece of cake, but it's not. You know? I mean, there's this remarkable learning process that we have to go through before we can sit in the center. You know, it's not going to take one lifetime. Trust me, that's arrogant and that's vain. That'd be like having your kindergarten child in school and trying to give them a college curriculum. They're not going to learn anything. They're looking at you like, what are you talking about? So your soul learns too. It's a remarkable journey. And all the things we learn. And it's interesting too, because once you pass on, you know all things natural. You know why plants grow. You know why trees do what they do. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. And right now, the world is, there's 6 billion souls on the planet. We're here to witness something. Hi, caller, you're on with Joe.
Hi, this is Judy from Tennessee.
Hi, Judy. What's the month of your birth?
May.
How's the weather in Tennessee?
Hot, hot, hot. I think the heat index today was 105.
Wow. Oh, you're hotter than we are.
It's
I'm outside. Well, I'm in Illinois, but we got up to, it was 94. before, but without the heat. I don't know what the heat index was, though. But it's muggier than heck out here. We had a lot of rain.
We haven't seen any rain recently, but
my friend moves outside.
Breathing.
My friend is outside of Nashville, okay? And he's got a pond behind his house, you know, and he said it was down 3 feet a couple weeks ago, about a week and a half ago, so I hope they got some rain.
Yeah, well, I'm in Chattanooga, and we do get some rain every once in a while, so we can't complain.
All right, Judy, what can I do for you? Judy, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something, Judy.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you think you're a younger soul or an older soul?
Younger.
You think so?
I think so, no.
Okay, wait a minute. Why do you think that?
I don't know.
You enjoy the evening? You think you do better in the evening or the daytime?
Daytime.
Okay. Are you a little bit clumsy sometimes?
Yes.
Would something excite you today? Could it bore you next week?
I'm sorry?
If you find something exciting this week, can you be bored next week with it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And you like people?
Yes.
Do people come to you and sometimes talk to you with their problems?
Yes.
More often than than you think?
Yes.
Yep. Those are all old soul traits. Judy, I hate to tell you this, you're an old soul.
Oh.
You know, just because you do, you know, most old souls do better in the evening hours. You do daytime, that's fine. You like daytime, you know. But the thing is, you follow all those other traits, you know.
Sun comes up.
Okay. And you know what? We're the best starters, but we're not always the best finishers, are we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we get pulled in different directions. So, I'm sorry. But you're definitely an old soul. That's why your compassion is high. That's why people are attracted to you. Hey, don't get me angry. Don't get me wrong, Judy. You can get angry. You can angry and get mad. You think you're stubborn, but you're not. There's very few areas you're stubborn, but not many. You know, you can get mad at somebody, yell, and then later on feel sorry that you feel bad that you yelled at them.
Right.
Okay. That's all old soul stuff. I'm sorry, Judy. What do you want to know?
Well, we are debating on moving, and we're not sure where.
You mean within Tennessee or out of state?
To another state.
Okay. Where were you thinking?
We were thinking Florida.
It's hot and sticky there now, right?
I'm sorry?
You said it's hot and sticky where you are today.
Yes. Actually, it's hotter than it is in Florida right now.
Yeah. What part of Florida would you go to?
Orlando.
All right. Orlando's not bad, but they do get hot there, you know, but it's not that bad. I mean, you know, Miami's totally different. When you get down south there and you go under the Keys, it's almost subtropical.
Well, we lived in the Keys for a while.
Yes. I have a friend that's got a key. You ever hear something called Isle Mirada or something like that?
Isle Mirada, yes.
Yes, okay. My friend of mine has a place down there, and, you know, and I visited for 2 days. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh.
It was just, I couldn't handle the heat.
We were in Key West for 3 years, so.
Oh, my God, yeah. So you're used to that.
Well,
you know what's nice? Orlando, believe it or not, Orlando would be safer for you.
Really?
Yes. Not as safer than where you're living now, safer than living, let's say, further south.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Orlando would be better. Where else besides Orlando are you thinking?
Virginia Beach.
Oh, that's nice. If I were to pick those two, I would pick number one would be Virginia Beach. Number two would be Orlando.
Okay.
Now, see, I like Jacksonville, Florida. It's a little bit further up there. Actually, it's, you know, in the main part there by the, where it's, you know.
I'm thrilled with Jacksonville.
What?
I'm not real thrilled with Jacksonville.
I know, it gets cold up there.
Oh, no, the cold doesn't bother me. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay. What's why? Well, see, I haven't been in Jacksonville in a long time. Why, it changed?
Well, I haven't been there in probably 10 years, but I wasn't thrilled with it when I was there. My husband is retired military, so...
Oh, okay. Okay. But Orlando would be good. Virginia would be good. Virginia Beach would be good, anyway. Arizona would not be good for you. You know, New Mexico, Arizona, those areas would not be good for you.
Okay.
Okay. Believe it or not, Montana would be nice.
Really?
Yeah. But for you, for what you guys are looking for, the number one choice would be Virginia Beach.
Mm.
Number two would be Orlando.
Okay.
Okay. But Orlando would be safe as far as weather problems, you know, and hurricanes and things. It would be safer.
Right.
Although they didn't have all these storms they predicted, did they? Oh, global warming. We've got all these storms coming.
No, we, believe it or not, we were in Key West when Andrew hit. So.
You know what? You know what? You were in Key West when Andrew hit.
Yes.
That was, how long ago was that?
I was trying to think back to when it was.
That's a while ago, isn't it?
That's been what, 15 years, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
I think
not
so.
That long. Yeah.
You know, you might be right, but I don't know. I didn't know if Key West got it really bad.
He didn't. We were very lucky.
And now you can't even touch property in Key West, can you? You know. And I just read an article. There's a glut of houses in Florida. They're still building, but people who are selling houses, they're just not moving.
Right.
So there's deals depending on where you are.
Right.
But I have a friend who lives outside of Jupiter.
Oh, okay.
And she was hit by two of those hurricanes a couple years ago. Those two.
Right.
You know, she was hit by both, and it took a year for her roof to get fixed.
Oh, I can believe it.
You know, and yeah, I don't understand it, but yeah. So that was kind of sad. But, you know, Florida, I visited Florida. I liked Orlando. I was in Boca Raton. That was okay because it was on the ocean. Is that the ocean side, Boca?
You know, I'm not, I never went on either the east or west side. I was either in the middle or down in the Keys.
Right, but that's extreme, isn't it?
Well, you know.
I got to tell you, though, once you move down there, you know, it takes time for your body to make a change.
Right.
You know, I mean, once you make a change, 70 degrees is cold when you're down in Florida. So, but as far as the move goes, Virginia Beach would be really, really good for you.
Okay.
Orlando would be okay. Don't misunderstand me. I'm trying to think what other places would go, but, you know, parts of Georgia would be all right, too.
Mm.
You know, only parts.
Not real thrilled with Georgia.
No, I'm just saying would be good for your entity, okay? But I, like I said, Mississippi, I don't see any real strong draw there.
No, so, we were there too.
What?
I said we were stationed there also.
Yeah, I don't see a real strong draw there. So, you know, if you want to stay in the weather that's kind of nice or warm that you would care to be in, like I said, like you said, Virginia Beach would be choice number one, Orlando would be choice number two.
Okay.
How come you don't go back to Michigan?
No.
I know. I was only teasing you. I was only kidding you. Although the UP in Michigan is nice. The Upper Peninsula?
Right.
That's nice.
That's... No.
As long as it's not winter.
It's still...
And I'm from Chicago, and I can deal with the winter here, but I think it's worse up there.
Well, it depends. Now, if you're on the lake right there in Chicago... That wind is something else.
Oh, yes. Yes, wind generators would do very well over there. I grew up not far from the lake. I grew up in the inner city. But I'm west of O'Hare Field now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm about 25 miles southwest of O'Hare Field.
Hmm.
So I'm a little bit out in the country, which is kind of good. But those areas, like I said, Arizona, you wouldn't like Arizona.
No.
You know, you wouldn't like New Mexico. You wouldn't like Iowa or Ohio.
No.
You know? Those areas don't flip your trigger. So that you know you're a very narrow band of where you're going to be happy. Even though, like I said, Georgia wouldn't be bad in certain areas. Not Atlanta though.
Right.
You know?
No. We'd be there a lot to visit.
Right. But the two places you mentioned, number one choice for me would be Virginia Beach, and number two would be Orlando.
That sounds good.
You know what? You know what? Paul, you know what? Have you spent time in both places recently?
Yes, we have.
Okay, which one felt better to you?
But I do have friends in Virginia Beach, so that's...
Yeah, I know about the friends, but what felt... Yeah, okay, what felt better? Virginia Beach, didn't it?
I'm sorry, what?
What felt better? Virginia Beach, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. See, so that's where you should go. So when are you going to do it now?
Well, we're thinking about it sometime next year, but we're looking at the price of housing there now, and it's gone sky high.
Yes, that's true. It has gone sky high in certain parts of it. It has because Virginia Beach is desirable.
Right.
But there are places for saleable, if you look, that are decent.
I hope.
Oh, yeah, there is. There is. And Orlando's prices have gone up, too, haven't they?
They have, but we were looking at getting an apartment. And doing away with yard work and housework and repairs and.
See, you know what I did? I got to tell you something. I built a house on 5 acres. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people have these other people on the streets. It's only, you know, they only allow a house on 5 acres where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And everybody else has got these 2.5 acre lawns. I'm sitting there going, there's no way I want to spend time on a lawnmower cutting the front lawn. So what I did was I got on a program called Habitat for Wildlife, and I returned 2.5 acres of my land to natural prairie that used to be out here.
Mm-hmm.
So the state, you know, funds it and takes, you know, we take care of it, but I don't have to cut no grass. And the other 2.5 acres of my property is woods, and my house is between both. Right in the middle between the woods and the prairie. So, you know, you can't beat that, can you?
No, you can't.
No, and my whole house rotates. But you know what? Listen, Virginia Beach, you can do it. And I got to tell you something, too. If you're thinking about next year, I want you, you're going to think I'm crazy. November, this November, okay, let me see. October, between the last week in October and the month of November, that's what it's at. That's like 5 weeks. Do some serious research for your site. You're going to see some really good deals down there.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
So who's all going down there when you make the move?
My husband and I.
Who else?
I know of.
Huh?
Nobody that I know of.
Yeah, don't be surprised. People have a place to come see you, right?
You know... I just talked to a psychic about a month ago, and she told me wherever we moved, and especially if it was Virginia Beach, that both of our sons would end up there.
That's kind of what I'm telling you. You're not going to be the only one moving eventually. Okay? Remember, you're an old soul. People, you attract people. Kids, doesn't matter. You know, you're one son more than the other. Wait a minute, let me look at this. I think your oldest son might be the first one to go down there.
Kidding.
Nope. You would think the younger one, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Nope.
Because his wife is from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't mean she wants to go back.
But
that's the whole situation. Your younger son's in a completely different situation.
Right.
You know. Your older son, who for some reason appears to be quieter on the inside to me.
Right.
You know, he may be the first one to come down there.
Wow.
He needs a change.
Yes, he does.
He does. He really does. I kind of feel bad. I'm kind of worried about him a little bit. How old is he?
37.
What's the month of his birth?
February.
And the younger boy, what's his name?
The younger one's name?
Yeah.
Scott.
And the month of his birth?
May.
Okay. Your oldest son is extremely, extremely an old soul. And he's walking around sometimes with 10 pounds of garbage in a 5-pound bag.
Hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And see, I would have thought he would have been a new soul because he is such a go-getter.
Oh, he's a go-getter. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But he's the kind of guy who doesn't vent when he holds things in.
Hmm.
You see?
Okay.
And he's a go-getter because of other reasons. Yeah, he's a good guy. Don't misunderstand me. He knows how to bring things to him. But he doesn't let things go. If he tells you he does, he's not being honest with you. I have to let you go, sweetheart.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. All the people I called in tonight, I thank you very much for calling in. God, an hour went by just like that. Boom. Anyway, this is Joe Hu. You can check out my website at joehu.com. It's www.joehu.com. And we'll do this again next week. I thank you all so very, very much. And my special thanks to BBS Radio for allowing me to spend time with you. Good night, everybody.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.